This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Supporters of the Affordable Care Act are relieved after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the latest push by Republicans to pull the plug on the health care law. 600,000 Coloradans and 21 million Americans have been able to get health insurance through the ACA, including Laura Packard, a health advocate and cancer survivor. She expects more legal challenges.
This is certainly a victory. People should rest easier, but I don't think this is done.
Republicans challenged the law in many ways, arguing it was too expensive and unconstitutional. A former teacher's civil rights lawsuit against the Pueblo School District will go forward after a federal judge rejected the district's request to dismiss the case. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Ronald Lee, who is black, sued the district in 2019, alleging a principal discriminated against him. Lee was the only probationary teacher to not have his contract renewed at Heaton Middle School. Seven white teachers, meantime, were renewed. The principal contends that Lee underperformed and did not implement suggested changes. The judge noted that the principal changed her explanation of Lee's treatment multiple times. A jury will decide on Lee's request for monetary damages and reinstatement. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Denver man has been charged with dishonestly obtaining $700,000 in pandemic assistance and unemployment benefits. Anthony Zagab is accused of submitting false applications to two small business programs and making fake unemployment claims for his relatives without their knowledge. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.